Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
From alongside the cornfields in Iowa and on the banks of the Mississippi River, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. I have a wonderful pregame interview for you, and we'll get to it in just a moment. It's with Lugnuts starting pitcher Jake Garland. But first, hey, game number four in the six-game series, Lugnuts and the Quad Cities River Bandits. Lugnuts won yesterday 4-2. They lost the opening game 3-1. They lost the second game 6-2. But they came back yesterday behind a quality start from Mitch Myers. Six innings, one run, six strikeouts. C.J. Rodriguez broke a 1-1 tie with a two-run homer. And the Lugnuts were on their way to the victory. Both these squads, the Nuts and the Bandits, are now 11-16 entering play today. We were anticipating that Jacob Waters, the right-hander, would get the start. Instead, it's going to be the lefty, Jack Owen, taking on Quad Cities right-hander Steven Zoback, the 22-year-old out of San Jose and a fourth-round selection of the Kansas City Royals last year. Zoback was drafted out of the University of California, Berkeley. In his first Midwest League start, July the 21st at Beloit, 5 2/3 innings, six strikeouts. He allowed four runs, but only two were earned runs, and he walked only one. Now, Quad Cities went on to lose that game 8-5. He took a no decision. He was moving up from Columbia, and earlier this year with the Fireflies, a 2.09 ERA, only 12 earned runs allowed in 51 2/3 innings. It was the Carolina League Pitcher of the Month in April. He was outstanding. Zoback gets round two in the Midwest League here today, and Jack Owen on the other side, the lefty for the Lugnuts, making his second spot start of the year and replacing Jacob Waters. There's your starting pitching matchup. Earlier this series, we saw Jake Garland get the ball. And though Garland allowed five runs in the third inning, he was really good beyond that. I talked to Jake about all sorts of different things, and you can find that entire interview online at LansingLugnuts.com. I'll play an excerpt for it. Get to know the Miami Hurricane, Jake Garland.
It's a great pleasure to be joined by Lugnuts pitcher Jake Garland. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. How's this year going?
Awesome. So far, so good. Very happy to be here, obviously. Learning curve, you know, everything that you do, you kind of definitely make sure that you learn from everything, and especially with every outing, and just keep on chugging along. I'm excited for the second half of the season. Off to a pretty good start. Definitely keep it rolling for the next couple outings.
What was something that you learned from and that you're better for?
I don't think it's anything major. It's just as far as, you know, pitch location, you know, small things with mechanics and stuff like that that I could possibly take on to, you know, a next outing to better myself.
Is this what minor league baseball you expected it to be like?
It has lived up to the expectation, absolutely.
Who did you ask, hey, give me an idea about professional baseball?
One of my best friends is in the Orioles organization. He gave me a pretty good idea in this off season, because, you know, I didn't get shipped out anywhere. Once I got drafted, I stayed in Arizona.
Yeah.
But he helped me understand pretty much what the grind is and stuff like that. But he's never been in the Midwest League, and I think the Midwest League is one of the better leagues for sure in terms of, like, travel and, you know, places that you're at.
I want to go way back. You played baseball growing up. Did you play any other sports?
Sure. I played baseball, basketball, and football.
How good of a basketball player were you?
I'd say I was average. not great, but good enough to, you know, get some points. And I was always the big kid, and I never wanted to be, you know, the guy down low that would just get those buckets. I just wanted to check up threes, and sometimes they would fall. But no, I was good there. Football, I was quarterback, and got a concussion, and you know, my dad was big. He was a football guy. You know,
yeah.
my two older brothers were football growing up, played college too, and they did the same three sports as me growing up, and I'd come to realize, you know where they're at. They don't seem to, I don't know, take it to the next, or they weren't going to take it to the next level.
Right.
And so I kind of realized that when I was in middle school, and I had it in the back of my head, like, that I just wanted to focus on baseball, but I was like, I'll give it another year. And then I got the concussion, and I told my dad, who was, you know, he was pro football, you know, he wasn't a pro, but
yeah,
he was very...
Football's the sport.
Yeah, and he loved it. I loved it, too. I had a love for the game, for sure, but I got a concussion. I had to break the news. I'm like, Dad, listen, like, how good could I possibly be if I just stuck to baseball?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I'd seen some of my brother's friends, too, you know, get drafted, you know, guys that he played against and stuff like that, and I was just like, gosh, that to me, you know, I envisioned the route in my head, and I kind of stuck with it, and, you know, it took him a little bit. The first 2 years, he was kind of like, I didn't know if you should give up on football, I don't know what I think of it, blah, 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 whatever, but he finally saw my vision of where I wanted to go, and very happy with the decision.
Yeah. At what point did he get on board?
I'd say probably once I joined a travel team and started getting looked at by colleges and stuff like that. I think the first college was like, wow, you know, we can do this, you know. And they, you know, they helped me out. My parents, not only my dad, but my mom and my dad, they both helped me, you know, get to the right places and travel ball and stuff like that. And it was all the sport in the world came from them. And, you know, I'm glad that they saw my vision too and got me to where I am today, for sure.
Were you primarily a pitcher then, or were you two-way?
I was two-way freshman year in high school. Kind of saw, when I got committed to Miami, it was strictly pitching. So then I stopped sophomore and junior year of hitting. But then we lost a lot of people in senior year. They're like, we need a batter. And I'm like, absolutely. And had pretty good senior year, statistically. Good senior year at the plate.
Can you tell me a story of any of your big swings?
Yeah, there's a video. We're playing, one of my buddies, my dad's talking. You know, the typical dad video, doesn't get the action. But there's he's videotaping me from the other side, the opposing side. He's talking to the guy, and the guy's like, my friend's dad on the other team.
Yeah.
They're talking. You can hear him in the background. He's like, yeah. You know, he's like, because I just, this is like one of the very first games of the season. He's like, oh, I didn't know Jake's hitting yet again. And he's just like, oh, he's always been a good hitter. My dad's like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, next pitch, wham, home run. And he's like, yeah, he's always been a good hitter.
And you know those Garlands.
Yeah, that, and I think there's a total of, I don't know, it doesn't say it on the stat sheet, but because our scorekeeper was terrible, but
yeah.
I think I had some like 6 or 7 that year, and
damn,
probably about 9 or 10 pimped singles that I thought were home runs that I only got a single out of. But
well,
I mean, I was going to make it look cool, that's for sure.
I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank you.
Lugnuts pitcher Jake Garland. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Chasson, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Starting lineup time from Modern Whitman Park in Davenport, Iowa. The Lugnuts and the Quad Cities River Bandits. Entering play today, the Lansing Lugnuts coming in at 11-16 and 42-50 for the year. Quad Cities comes in at 11-16 and 43-50 for the year. So one win more, one more game played. These two teams otherwise pretty darn even record-wise. Quad Cities won the first two games. Lugnuts struck back one yesterday. And it's the Lugnuts who lead the season series 5-4. Well, your Lugnuts starting lineup will lead off with the center fielder, Junior Perez. Batting second at second base, Brennan Malone. Hitting third, the right fielder, Colby Thomas. DHing, Daniel Susak hits cleanup. First baseman, Danny Bautista Jr. bats fifth. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Arribiel Angeles. Heading seventh in left field, Clark Elliott. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez bats eighth. Batting ninth, the third baseman, T.J. Schofield Sam. That's Perez, Malone, Thomas, Susak, Bautista, Angeles, Elliott, Rodriguez, and Schofield Sam. For the Lansing Lugnuts, helmed by interim manager, acting manager, Steve Scarsoni. I should say acting. Craig Conklin away on break. I'll rejoin the Lugnuts after this week. On the other side for Quad Cities, the River Bandits, managed by Brooks Conrad, the former major leaguer. Javier Baez leads off in center field. Batting second, the right fielder, River Town. Heading third at third base, Caden Wallace. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitter, the DH, Juan Carlos Negrete. Gavin Cross gets the day off today. The catcher, Carter Jensen, bats fifth. Heading sixth at first base, Kale Emshaw. Batting seventh, second baseman Erod Gonzalez. Heading eighth at shortstop, Sharvin Newton. And batting ninth to round off the order, the left fielder David Holly, Baztown Wallace, Negrete Jensen Emshaw, Gonzalez, Newton, and Holly. They support the right-hander Stephen Zoback against Lugnuts southpaw from Auburn, Jack Owen, War Eagle. Lugnuts are wearing the black and black again. The black jersey shirts, road gray pants, black caps. Quad Cities in the home white. Down to the field.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight last gleaming, who by stripes and bright stars through the perilous we fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets went glaring, the bombers singing there, getting through to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, sailors, the star-spangled banner yet wave.
It's time now for some Midwest League action. High A baseball. The Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Down to the field.
Before we get started, Charlie has two very important words for you all. Play ball!
Okay. Let's quiet the crowd mic just a bit. I'll turn it back up. Here we go. The Quad Cities defense features David Holley in left field, Javier Vaz in center, and in right field, River Town. At first base, Cale Emshaw. Second baseman is Herod Gonzalez. At shortstop, Shervin Newton. And a third, Caden Wallace. The catcher, Carter Jensen. The man on the mound, Steven Zoback, works from the extreme first base side of the rubber. 22 years of age, 6'2", 200 pounds. The Golden Bear from Cal. Fourth rounder last year, originally out of Valley Christian High School in California, born in San Jose. 2021, he was a two-way player for Cal. Then he turned to pitching primarily. Meanwhile, his twin sister, Casey Zoback, a softball star at Cal, led the team in doubles in 2022, was the everyday starting catcher. Steven Zoback, drafted last year, began his professional career this year with Columbia. In April, he was the Carolina League Pitcher of the Month. He was outstanding. Now he is up here in the Midwest League's second start. First pitch on its way. Junior Perez takes ball one inside. We're underway at 6:33 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. Righty, righty. Pitch coming in. Strike called. So Junior Perez coming off a game yesterday in which he drew two walks and he had two base hits. Four times on and five trips out of the leadoff spot. The pitch inside. Two balls, one strike. Junior leads the Lugnuts with 10 walks drawn in this month of July. The batting average currently .218. Just underway. No score. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner at the knees. That's strike two called. The home plate umpire is Garrett Griffin. On the bases umpire is Connor McKenna. I note that Junior's on base percentage is soaring up near 300. 2-2. Very high. Three balls and two strikes. Shadows have crossed over the home plate circle. They have not reached the mound. A payoff is low, and Junior Perez has walked once again. It's his 11th walk this month, and overall for the year, it's his 30th walk. You know, the only Lugnut who's drawn more than 30 walks this year, Max Muncy, who's now up in AA Midland. What a fine job by Junior. Plate discipline. Perez on at first. Oh, by the way, he leads the team with 28 steals. No score. Brendan Malone fouls off the first pitch to the right side. Strike one. Now, Malone yesterday took an 0 for 5. Three strikeouts, one flyout, or one fielder's choice. It's a short lead for the moment for Junior. Edging away. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled off at home. Shook the netting. No balls, two strikes on Malone. Now if and when Bren Malone's bat wakes up, perhaps sometime today, perhaps sooner rather than later, watch out now. He could be one of the best hitters on the team. The pitch on the outside corner called strike three. The first out of the ball game is the first strikeout for Steven Zoback.
Next up, let's see what not short from Kobe Thomas.
Kobe Thomas now, one on one out. Righty, righty, pairs at first, no score. The pitch. He skies it in the infield. Shortstop Shervin Newton, halfway between second and third. Stepping onto the grass to make the catch. And the pop out on the first pitch, disappointing for Colby. Out number two. Bring up the DH, Daniel Susak now. Susak yesterday, another two-hit game. Two doubles 2 days ago, two singles yesterday. It takes a called strike from Zoback. Radar gun is lit up to 92 miles per hour. Zoback walked Junior Perez. Fires over just to check on him. First baseman Emshoff crosses over him just to check in. On the video board, the count currently reads, no balls, three strikes. Perez is in the shadows down at first. The pitch. Susak swings and misses. Nothing in two. How about this recovery from Zoback? Struck out Malone on an 0-2 pitch. Got Colby Thomas on a first pitch pop out. Strike one to Susak, strike two to Susak, and 0-2. Line foul into the netting on the right side and then bouncing down in front of the on-deck hitter Batista Jr. The bat boy emerges from the Lugnuts dugout first base way. Takes that baseball right back with him into the dugout. It is another hot one today from the Quad Cities. No score with two outs. Susak the cleanup hitter. The pitch. Line drive, base hit, left field. He's on again. Perez scoots up around second base, gives a watch, goes back to the bag as David Holly gets in the throw to shortstop. For Daniel Susak, base hit number 91. Runners are at first and second base. First hit of the game against Zoback. Fifth hit in the last 3 days for Daniel Susak against Quad Cities pitching. Two on, two out, no score. Danny Batista Jr. bats right. Righty Zoback throws. Chopper hit weakly, wide of third, foul. Left of the bag for Caden Wallace. It is currently 94 degrees. That's right, only 94. And the heat index is only 108. Earlier today when I was out there while the Lugnuts were going through all of their warm-ups and drills, it was 98 degrees and it felt like it was a 115. Here's the pitch. Fly down the right side but foul. Back and out of play. No balls, two strikes, and Batista Jr. Credit where credit is due. Steven Zoback throwing strikes after the leadoff walk to Perez. Now Danny Batista Jr. yesterday, two hits, single and a double. So he comes into play today hitting 277, 81 hits. The pitch, fastball runs inside. If you want to look at simply base hits, or batting average for that matter, it's Susak and Batista Jr. Head and shoulders over everybody else in the club. Danny has really gotten better and better as this year has gone on. The black stirrups pulled high. 1-2 pitch will wait. A fake of a pickoff throw into second base. Perez got back in. The second baseman Gonzalez covered. With this Quad Cities defense, you constantly have to be aware, where's Javier Vaz playing today? The great Vandy Commodore. We've seen him at second. We've seen him at short. Today he's playing in center field. 1-2. Low and away. Ball two. See, Danny's not going to chase that pitch. Batista Jr. playing in his 82nd game. has 11 walks and 28 strikeouts. Just 28. He's been marvelous when it comes to making sure that a pitcher doesn't whiff him, putting the ball in play. That's a two-ball, two-strike pitch from Zoback. Hit in the air out to center field. There's Javier Vez. He checks it back over his other shoulder. The ball's over his head, and one hops off the wall. In comes Perez to score. Susak is on his heels. No relay. A two-run double for Danny Bautista Jr. Lugnuts take a 2-0 lead in the first inning. It's Danny's 12th double of the year, his 28th and 29th runs batted in. Zoback got out in front of him, nothing and two. Then Danny evened up that count, and he leveled that pitch. Drilled it right over Javier Vaz and off the blue padded wall in center. Out to the mound, the pitching coach, Derek Lewis. What a start for the Lugnuts here today. Lost the first two games of this series, 3-1 and 6-2. And they have already scored two runs before the very first batters come up for Quad Cities. About Derek Lewis, by the way, the native of Montgomery, Alabama. Attended Florida A&M University, and he's striking the 6'5" tall pitching coach for the Quad Cities River Bandits. Bautista Jr. is at second. 2-0 Lansing, two outs for Avery Bielanales. Here's the pitch. Hit on the air out to right field. Back goes Rivertown. He slows down to his right, makes the catch. Side retired. So the Lugnuts get two. Two runs on two hits and a walk. Bautista Jr. left at second base. Going to the bottom of the first inning. It's Lansing 2. Quad Cities coming up against Jack Owen.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lugnuts are already up 2-0 on Quad Cities on a Danny Bautista Jr. double. Going to the bottom of the first inning, Javier Vaz, Rivertown, Caden Wallace coming up. The southpaw Jack Owen opposes them out of Aliso Viejo, California. Let's fly lefty to lefty. And Vaz takes a called strike. Showed bunt, swung it back, and there it was right in there. Vaz, V-A-Z. Pitch on its way. Fouled off into the screen. No balls and two strikes in the Quad City center fielder. Pitch on its way. Strike three called on the fastball in the inside corner. Vaz down watching. So that brings up River Town, the right fielder. Here's the pitch. That's down low, ball one. River Town coming up, and let's get this crowd microphone. There we are. All right, let's turn that down just a little bit. Owens' pitch lifted up high out of the air, out to center field. Junior Perez yields in left, Clark Elliott the catch. Ah, there's two gone. Just to take you behind the curtain, I think that the channel that we have been using for our crowd microphone is starting to get a little bit scratchy. And so because of that, every now and then changing things up. So as this game goes on, we'll figure out what works best, right? 2-0 Lugnuts. Owen throws. Caden Wallace takes a called strike on the inside corner. Isn't it funny how you turn down that crowd microphone and it sounds like I'm just in this enclosed room at 0-1. That ball is outside. Here's my inside joke. It is an enclosed room here in Quad Cities. The windows are sealed shut. Thank goodness there's a window at the very top. The pitch, the backdoor breaking ball misses. The very top where we can slide it open just a little bit. And I can drop the crowd microphone all the way up there and in. Owens, the pitch is down low, skipping off to the left side. 3-1, and Caden Wallace, right-handed batter against the lefty. Put the microphone up there, slip it down, and that way we can hear all the sounds of the game. Because otherwise, I'm pretty well insulated from everything going on outside. Here's the pitch. A ground ball scorched up the middle. Diving backhand stop, Brendan Malone, the throw to first. Dug out by Danny Bautista Jr. That was a marvel. Brendan Malone for a second consecutive game. He pulls a rabbit out of his hat. Baseball that was sizzling hot right up the middle of the infield, and he takes away a base hit from Caden Wallace. They are applauding for him in the dugout. Jack Owen gets the 1-2-3 first inning. Sends us to the second. Lugnuts 2. River Bandits nothing.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Time for the second inning now from Modern Woodman Park. Lugnuts leading 2-0. Steven Zoback's pitch. Called a strike at the letters to Clark Elliott, the Lansing Lugnuts left fielder. Elliott, Rodriguez, Schofield, Sam. 7, 8, 9 batters in the order against the righty Zoback, who kicks and throws. Wide foul off the left side, strike two. The first pitch of the inning, which was occurring just as we were coming back, Elliott took for ball one. Shortstop Newton is right up through the middle of the infield with a left-handed batter waiting. Here it comes. A ground ball pushed down toward third. Backhanded by Wallace. Long throw on a line over to Emshaw. Out number one. Bring up Steven bring up C.J. Rodriguez against Steven Zoback. Just remarkable. Zoback and his twin sister starring at California Berkeley all at the same time. Righty, righty. Pitch on its way. C.J. takes the ball high. The Lugnuts had a player out of Cal. Remember Grant Holman. Sixth rounder in the draft in 2021. Saw him with the Lugnuts last year. Saw him with the Lugnuts earlier this year. The pitch. Rodriguez lines it left field. That ball is caught by Holly to his left, reaching down just above his waist. That's a hard out number two for CJ. Bring up TJ Schofield Sam, the number nine batter in the order. I love that story about Zoback. Casey Zoback, Steven Zoback, one the star on the softball team, the other the star on the baseball team. Zoback throws to TJ, batting left. Off the outside corner, and ball one. Home plate umpires Garrett Griffin. The bases umpires Connor McKenna. The Lugnuts are leading 2-0 in the top of the second. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch, inside. Two balls and no strikes. Schofield Sam did not play yesterday. Earlier in the series, he's 0 for 6. Pitch on its way. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. Started the opening game on Tuesday when the Lugnuts lost 3-1. He lined out, struck out, and grounded out. On Wednesday when they lost 6-2, he struck out, flied out, grounded out. 2-1 pitch here. Down and in, ball three. When he first joined the Lugnuts, we got to see his lively bat. And I believe that though it lost a little bit of its liveliness recently, watch out for it. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Air to the mid of the catcher, Jensen. On the count is now 3 balls and 2 strikes. He is a line drive hitter, TJ Schofield Sam. He can help this Lugnuts team out. Was hitting upwards of 270 in Stockton. Payoff. Line down the left side, but foul over the Quad Cities bullpen. And that baseball was bouncing around amongst the corn stalks. They have an area down that side, down the left side, is a group venue for people to sit. And I'm not sure that I would want to sit there. Try it again at 3-2. Schofield Sam grounds weakly to second. In comes Gonzalez, picks it up, throws to first, got him. Side retired, inning over. I'll tell you about the corn stalks, the place where folks get to sit if they so choose. In the bottom of this second inning, that's where we're going. Lugnuts up 2-0 in the Quad Cities.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Juan Carlos Negrete leads off the bottom of the second inning. Negrete, Jensen, and Emshoff And the first offering to Negret is hit out in the air to left field, and Clark Elliott reels it in. That's an easy at number one against the lefty Jack Owen. Now, when I say easy, let's take that with a grain of salt. Elliott was battling the sun. The shadow now has crept over the pitcher's mound and parts of the right side of the infield. The entire outfield is in the sunlight, as is the left side, and everyone is currently battling. Cap rims pulled low. The pitch, Jack Owen fires in a called strike to Carter Jensen, lefty to lefty. How about Jack Owen here, huh? Second spot start of the year. Four up, four down. 2-0 Lugnuts as he buries the breaking ball. Knocked off the shin guards of the catcher Rodriguez. On the count, one ball, one strike. Jacob Waters was scheduled to start this game. The kick, the pitch. Fly ball, medium depth, right field. Colby Thomas comes in, a little bit further in. He gets there, he just kept having to come. And in the end, there he was to collect out number two. All the while, there is the moon high above the right center field wall in the cloudless blue sky looking down upon us. Fly out to left, fly out to right. Cale Emschoff next. Three routine outs in the air, one ground out, one strikeout so far. The pitch. Low and away, ball one. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. I told you I'd mention the cornstalks here. As Emschoff lines, left side, short hop, backhand pickup. Avery Bielanoles throws to first. Got him, side retired. It's the Diamond Cornfield Deck. And it's located just behind the bullpen for the Quad Cities River Bandits. There are two rows of permanent blue stadium seating, and then there are three rows of cornstalks if you want to sit right in front of the cornstalks and directly behind the Quad Cities bullpen. You can be my guest, and you can watch us go to the third inning. Lugnuts up 2-0.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Sailing right along. Here to the top of the third inning. Lugnuts leading 2-0 in the Quad Cities over the River Bandits. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Email the broadcast booth, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Top of the third inning, top of the order for Lansing against Steven Zobat. The right-handed pitcher for Quad Cities takes on Perez, Malone, and Thomas. Junior Perez walked and scored the first Lugnuts run. Righty deals to righty. Fastball high. One ball and no strikes. Perez walked. Then with two outs, Daniel Susak singled. And then Danny Batista Jr. tattooed a double over the head of center fielder Vaz to bring in two. The pitch. Perez swings and misses the off-speed. Broke down and away. One ball and one strike on the native of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. The wind and the pitch. A ground ball right back to the pitcher Zobak. On her hands into first after a jog. And there's out number one. Brennan Malone struck out looking his first time. 2-0 Lugnuts. No base runners yet for Quad Cities against Jack Owen. Meanwhile, Steven Zoback has set down the last 5 Lugnuts batters that he's faced. He winds and throws to Malone. Strike one called. Got the letters in the outside corner with the heat. Zoback's fastball right now is about 91-92 miles per hour. The windup, the pitch. Ground ball foul off the dugout railing third base side. Right in front of the pitching coach, Derek Lewis. Well, we went strike one, strike two, strike three on Malone in the first inning. That's gone strike one, strike two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Zoback has struck at 2. And both times, it has been Malone. Let's see what Colby Thomas can do now. Oh, by the way, temperature update. It's 93 degrees. The temperature is, it's going down. It's getting a little cooler. Righty throws to righty. Thomas takes ball one up and up and inside. The heat index is 105. Thomas's first time up on the first pitch that he saw, it popped out to shortstop. On the second pitch here, he lines it to center field. Vaz to his right. It falls for a base hit. Thomas races around first base. He's going for second. Vaz is though in, scoots right past the second baseman Gonzalez. And Colby Thomas has a hustle double. Dove in a second base, hands first. He was guessing double right out of the batter's box, and he made it happen. For Colby, it's his 6th double as a member of the Lugnuts, his 8th extra base hit. He's in a scoring position for Daniel Susak. That is electrifying speed. The Lugnuts are up 2-0. Susak is 1-for-1 with a single. Red bat in hand. The pitch. Strike called outside corner. Susak nods yes to himself. Backs up. Takes a practice swing. Steps forward. Collects his thoughts. Steps into the batter's box. Points the bat out to the mound. Brings it once through the underside of the zone. Second time. Bends his knees. Pickoff throw into second base. Tag! Not in time. Gonzalez, the second baseman, came in. Pinching. The throw was not a good one by Zoback. Tailed third base side. So he had to lunge out for it. All the while, Thomas was diving into the bag, which brought him right into Gonzalez's body. Whew. Dangerous for Erard Gonzalez. No balls, one strike on Susak. Zoback says yes to a sign. Lets it fly. Just missed off the outside corner. One ball and one strike on the first rounder from Arizona last year. Thomas steps off his lead from second base. 2-0 Lugnuts, 2 outs. The pitch, swing and a miss. Disappeared on Daniel off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Thomas walks away from second base, then swings his hips, backs up, steps forward. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball down and away. Zoback strikes out Susak to retire the side and strand the Colby double. 2.5 complete from the Quad Cities. Lugnuts 2. River Bandits nothing.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jack Owen returns for the bottom of the third inning. No base runners yet against the Auburn Tiger. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Oakland Athletics in 2021. And the majority of Jack's professional career has been spent with the Lansing Lugnuts. Owen turns and throws. Erod Gonzalez takes a called strike one. 2-0, the Lugnuts are in the lead on a two-run, two-out first inning double by Danny Bautista Jr. Gonzalez lays off the off-speed low. One ball and one strike. The switch-hitting Erod Gonzalez. That's seventh in the order. A starting second baseman for Quad Cities. Here it comes. Floats high. Ball two. When Jack Owen was signed to that contract in 2021, he was assigned right to Lansing. A kick in the pitch. High fly ball, left center field, late read Clark Elliott. He rushes back to his left, and he reaches out to make the catch right in front of the wall. Oh, Erod Gonzalez is not noted for his power. He has zero home runs this year. He hit that ball an awful long way, but it's out number one. Bring up Shervin Newton. In 2021, Jack Owen worked as an alternating piggybacker with Kyle Verbitsky. He misses outside. Ball one to Shervin Newton, a switch hitter batting from the right side. Lugnuts 2, River Bandits nothing. Last of the third, one out. The turn, the kick, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Went right through the fastball. One ball, one strike. So three relief appearances, four starts for Owen in 2021, 4.5 ERA. He kicks and offers. Fastball called a strike in the inside corner. So you'd figure, all right, 2021, he makes his professional debut with Lansing. He's probably coming back to Lansing to start 2022, right? The pitch, off the outside corner, ball two. He did not. He started last year as a member of the Stockton Ports, and he started it in their bullpen. Made only one start, 22 relief appearances. He deals. A ground ball pulled foul left side, out of the Quad Cities dugout. And the count holds 2-2. But then when Owen was called back up to Lansing in 2022, Owen was used as the Lugnut starting pitcher. The deal? Line drive laced down the left field line. Fair ball, base hit, and it goes to the wall. Elliott picks it up after it bounces past the warning track. Newton's into second base with a double. There is the first Quad Cities base runner. And it's Shervin Newton, who collects his fifth double of the year. Laid the lumber to it. Last year for Owen, two relief appearances and nine starts, including one complete game after getting called up from Stockton to Lansing. And with the Lugnuts, a 3.35 ERA. 44 strikeouts, 14 walks, league batted 224 against him. He was marvelous. He really was. David Holly, a right-handed batter, batting ninth. The pitch. Owen just misses low and in. Ball one. So what happens for Owen this year? Well, it was kind of like last year where he started a level below where you might be expecting him to go. He started here this year back in Lansing, and here he's remained. Owen throws the 1-0. A ground ball foul at home plate. And so here's why I simply ask you, with Jack, what is it that the Oakland Athletics want him to do? What are they expecting of him? How high is his ceiling? There are all of those very large questions about his future. He controls the present, right? That was the 1-1. Line drive center field. In rushes the center fielder Perez, but it falls for a base hit. Newton takes third base. Perez lobs into second. It's a single for Holly. And that's a double and a single by the 8-9 batters in the order. Top of the order time, and Javier Vaz. Runners at the corners for Quad Cities, down 2-0, one out, bottom of the third inning. I think one of the difficulties for Owen this year has been his numbers are worse than they were last year with the Lugnuts. This year's a reliever, last year's a starter. The league is batting a little better, 236 compared to 224. The pitch to Vaz swerves down and away, ball one. ERA a little higher, 383 compared to 335. But it's been a very different role for him. A ball and offering from Owen on its way. And Vaz takes a cold strike in the outside corner. Owen is such an important sort of swingman that you can use him at the back end of the pen to help secure a win. And the Lugnuts have done so for the final out of a game. You can use him here as a spot starter. Runner takes off from first base. The pitch low and away and then mishandled. Fumbled by the catcher Rodriguez. Steal of second for David Holly. That is Holly's fourth steal. Erases the potential for a force out at second. The runners at second and third, one out. And the count on Vaz is two balls and one strike. First base open. Owen throws. Fouled off into the screen. 2-2. So from undrafted free agent to minor league starter to minor league reliever to minor league starter to minor league reliever. Jack Owen, who's been a Lugnut this year since opening day, deals down and away. On the count on Vaz is full. If he walks him, we'll take on Rivertown with the bases loaded. Going into this game, I would think that the Lugnuts likely told Owen, you know what, if you could give us four innings, that would be great. Two perfect. This third inning has been trouble. Protecting a 2-0 lead. Payoff. Outside ball four. Just missed with a fastball. Owen's control is impeccable. Could not get Vaz to chase. And he's issued just his 9th unintentional walk of the year. Here's the pitching coach, Don Schulze. This inning began, remember, with the Erard Gonzalez very deep fly out to left field. Very, very deep. It was corralled by Clark Elliott right in front of the wall. Perhaps that was a warning sign. Because Shervin Newton, who has struggled throughout this series, doubled then to left field. David Holly singled to center, the number 9 hitter. You do not expect those guys to provide a lot of damage. They simply have not done so damage. They have not done a lot of damage over the course of this 2023 summer. But here's a guy who has. Rivertown coming up. Vaz at first, Holly at second, and Newton at third. All the runners can move. There's a lot of speed out there. There's only one out. And we've got the danger of Caden Wallace waiting on deck. Rivertown's first time up, he flied to left. The pitch. Strike one called on the outside corner at the knees. What a big first pitch from Owen. Two in the first inning for the Lugnuts and a Batista Jr. double. A 2-0 lead for Jack. Sets, kicks, throws. Fly ball left center field. Back goes Junior Perez. Back he goes. That ball's caught by Junior way out there in the alleyway. Runners at first and second hustle back to their bases. At third base, Shervin Newton tags, and he scores. Zach fly for Rivertown. Lugnuts 2, River Bandits 1, 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. Off the bat, it did not look like that ball had a chance at getting caught. Junior Perez had to run a long, long way. Well, Holly at second, Vaz at first, two outs. Caden Wallace, the right-handed batter. Lugnuts bullpen remains quiet. Wallace grounded out to the second baseman, Malone, his first time on a dazzling play by Brennan up the middle to his right with a diving stop. Owen delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Yesterday, Wallace was 1-for-3 with a single and a walk, and it felt like the lug nuts really tamped him down. A strike one offering from Owen. Plate word. Bent it down and in. One ball and one strike. On the second rounder, Caden Wallace, the native of Little Rock. One of the best prospects in the Kansas City Royals organization. The pitch, punched on the ground down towards second. Easier for Malone. Fires to first and ends the inning. Could have been worse, let me tell you. Quad Cities gets one run on a double, a single, a walk, and a sack fly, leaving runners at first and second base. So the Lugnuts lead is 2-1. Going to the fourth inning from Modern Woodman Park.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Loving the Lugnuts defense so far in this series and this game. Two great catches made in the third inning alone by left fielder Elliott and center fielder Junior Perez. We begin the top of the fourth inning with the Lugnuts first baseman Danny Bautista Jr. It goes Bautista, Anales, and Elliott, 5-6-7 in the order with a 2-1 lead. Righty-righty, Steven Zoback lets it fly. Up and inside. Danny Bautista Jr. is the reason that the Lugnuts have this lead. He laced a Zoback pitch in the first inning over the head of center fielder Javier Vaz for a two-run double. The pitch fouled back up and over the netting and out of the ballpark entirely. Count is 2-1. You know, I spent all that time interviewing Jake Garland earlier today, and I totally forgot to ask him about coaching first base. Here's the pitch. That's a strike call down the middle. 2-2. There's Jake, coaching down at first base. The 6'5", 260-pounder, the bearded man, starting member of the rotation. Bautista Jr. lays off the off-speed down. I collected two pregame interviews today. Played you an excerpt of my conversation with Jake Garland. You'll hear the other interview later on during this road trip. 3-2. Line drive towards second. Nifty short hop pickup to his backhand. Errar Gonzalez gets up and throws to first in time. Danny Bautista Jr. robbed of a base hit. He hit that ball hard. One away for A. Ribiel Angeles. The other pregame conversation was with the Oakland Athletics minor league catching coordinator, Gabe Ortiz, nicknamed Gato. The pitch. A. Ribiel Angeles takes a called strike. Fastball in the inside corner. 93. Such a joy to talk to Gato. Ask him why he was nicknamed Gato. Ask him all about the catchers and the organization. and 0-1. Down and away. I'm just remembering right now, I never did ask him about Shane Maguire. That's funny, the different things that come to mind. I did ask him about Tyler Soderstrom and William Simonite and Kyle McCann and the Lugnuts catchers. Here's the 1-1. Lashed foul off the right side. Susak and Rodriguez. I asked him about which catchers, too, in the organization that we're going to hear about in the future. Let me tell you his chief takeaway. His number one takeaway is he loves the catchers at every single level. He said, we do not need any more catchers. We're good. A 1-2 is on its way. It's popped up sky high down the first baseline and foul ground. Emshoff over. Catcher Jensen, though, snow-coned it. And Anales is at number two. So that'll bring up the left fielder, Clark Elliott, who grounded out to third base his first time. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Zoback is really settling in. 2-1 Lugnuts lead, though. Zoback throws. Inside ball one. Two outs, nobody on. 2-1 Lugnuts in the fourth inning. Pitch on its way. Line foul to the left side. Let's say you're interested in listening to any of these interviews that I've conducted with any of these Lugnuts over the course of the season. If you go to LansingLugnuts.com, I created a brand new page. Look under latest news. One ball, one strike pitch. Inside. Two balls and one strike. Under latest news, you'll find something headlined, The Voices of the 2023 Lugnuts. You click on that, and that'll bring you to a page where you can click on any of the interviews that I've done over the course of this year. It's a 2-1. And Elliott grounds to second. Gonzalez vacuums. Goes to first flat-footed for out number three. Side up, side down, to the bottom of the fourth inning. A 2-1 Lugnuts lead.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Six Bandits batted in the bottom of the third inning, scoring only one run against Jack Owen. A 2-1 Lugnuts lead to the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Bandits will bring up the three who did not bat, Negrete, Jensen, Emshoff. Lefty Owen throws. Juan Carlos Negrete, the right-handed slugger from Cuba, takes a called strike one. And now there is action in the Lugnuts pen. Negrete flied out to left field his first time. His second pitch here. watches it all the way in down low. One ball and one strike. It's John Beller, the lefty, warming up in the bullpen. Oh, and misses down and in. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Dribble or foul. Off to the left side. River Bandits are back in their home white uniforms. And has the royal gold bandits across the front of the chest in script, in cursive. A 2-2. Just a little low. Count is full on Negrette. Nobody on, nobody out. 2-1 Lugnuts, home fourth. Payoff. Line drive in a left field. Base hit. Balls in front of Clark Elliott. And Negrette is on for the first time. A leadoff single.
Next up for your 5 cents River Mets, Robin Carter Jensen.
Carter Jensen is 0-1 with a fly out to right field. And with that, pitching coach Don Schulze makes his second visit to the mound in as many innings. Third hit of the game allowed by Owen, who set down the first seven batters that he has faced. Since then, there was the double, the single, and the walk, all in succession in the third inning. Got out of it, allowing only the one run on the sack fly by Town. And then the big out, the ground out to second base by the dangerous Caden Wallace to get the Lugnuts out of any potential further damage in that third inning. But here in the fourth, Negrette the single, Jensen and Emshoff due to bat very shortly. It's going to be Jack Owen for a moment. And we'll see if the call is going to be made soon to John Beller. Spot start today for Owen. Jack with the baseball behind his back. Gets his sign. Lefty to lefty. The pitch to Carter Jensen. Called a strike on the outside corner with a fastball. Jack Owen, one of the velo boys in this Lugnuts team. But starting today, he does not fulfill one of the requirements. And a one. Strike two called, working that outside corner. Carter Jensen spins away. He's the man who has drawn 71 walks this year. Has the best batting eye in this Quad Cities team. So what makes a velo boy is founded by John Beller. You have to be a lefty, check. You have to throw in the 80s with your fastball, check. You have to be a member of the bullpen. Oh, and starting today. An 0-2 to Jensen. On its way. Off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Owen this year has induced three double play balls. Runner at first, nobody out. The pitch. Ground ball foul off the right instep. Now the count holds here. One ball, two strikes on Jensen. Carter Jensen has grounded into five double plays this year. No team has turned more double plays than the Lansing Lugnuts defense this year in the Midwest League. The high set by Owen. Look at the runner at first, then the pitch. Pop foul, back and out of play. Ready to resume. Throw to first base by Owen. Negrette back in standing. Juan Carlos Negrette, two steals, one's caught. Owen's ready. The pitch. Fastball's outside. Two balls and two strikes on Jensen. Well, there's no sun to be seen now. It is 7:30 in the Central Time Zone. Owen throws. Smack to the ground, left side. Diving stop at third. Schofield Sam from his knees gets the out at second with a shortstop Anale is covering. And then no throw to first. That's another sparkling play, though, by Lugnuts defender. And a star next to it on your scorecard T.J. Schofield Sam at third, laying out fully horizontally to his left, takes away the base hit from Jensen. One out, Negrete erased. And now's the move to the bullpen for John Beller. Jack Owen goes 3 1/3 innings. He is out. Beller is in. Cale Emshoff is coming up. Unofficially for Jack Owen, 53 pitches, 32 strikes, 21 balls. Three hits, one walk, one strikeout, one run charged to him so far. He departs with that runner left on. For Owen, the ERA is currently dropped down to 3.74. It is a game in which it is going to be bullpen by committee. And just to give you a hint of the coming attractions for relievers in this game, John Beller here following Owen. And I anticipate that we should see Christian Fernandez and or Brock Whittlesey, depending on how things go for Beller. Those are the four relievers. Owen, Beller, Fernandez, Whittlesey, who all have at least 2 days rest. Last time that Beller pitched, it was the first game of this series. Went 1 1/3 innings. One hit, two walks, struck out one, and allowed one run. He has inherited 20 runners this year, and seven of them have scored. John Beller signed as a minor league free agent after getting released by the Cardinals organization. Originally signed as an undrafted free agent by the Cardinals out of USC. He takes on Cale Emshoff. At first base, Carter Jensen. Jensen is a subtly quick and smart runner. He is 8 for 8 in stealing bases. Well now, Emshoff 0 for 1 with a ground out to shortstop. Lefty to righty. Fastball, high, ball one. Little too tight as well. Beller was signed as an undrafted free agent after his junior year at USC. That was the pandemic-shortened 2020 season. Time called it home plate. While he was growing up, John Beller was a member of the Garcia Parra baseball group. Attended St. John Bosco. Lets it fly. High fly ball launched down the left field line. It's gone. The first pitch that Beller throws. Cale Emshoff hits his 6th home run of the year. A 2-run shot. Quad Cities 3, Lansing 2. So now we can close that final line. I should say the second pitch that Beller threw. The first pitch was that fastball up and in. Jack Owen is charged for 2 runs today. And now Beller against Gerard Gonzalez. Hit in the air, out into right center field. There's Junior Perez calling off Colby Thomas. Makes the catch. And a fly out to center. Supplies out number 2. Lansing led 2-0 in the top of the first inning. A run in the third, now 2 here in the bottom of the fourth for Quad Cities. The River Bandits are in front 3-2. Shervin Newton is 1 for 1 with a double and a run scored. Pitch on its way. High ball 1. The switch hitting Newton. Batting from the right side like he was against the starter Owen. Here against the southpaw reliever Beller. Pitch on its way. That's a fly ball patted out to right field. Colby Thomas is racing back. That ball is gone. An oppo shot for Newton. His 9th big fly of the year. And it's 4-2 Quad Cities. Boy, the pure power of Newton on display. A double and a home run in his first two at-bats of this ballgame. He just pounded that ball out to right center. And as you can tell, the ball is flying tonight. Well, 4-2 Quad Cities. Beller to David Holly. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Reared back through the fastball right by him. Holly's a right-handed batter, starting left fielder in his first action of the series. The pitch. The breaking ball slides in across the inside corner. Strike two called. Holly is playing in game number 21 as a bandit. Out of Georgia. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, but it's a breaking ball that gets away from the catcher. Rodriguez off to the left. CJ recovers, fires down to first in time. That completes the strikeout, and it ends the fourth inning. But what a fourth inning. A two-run homer by Cale Emshoff, a solo shot by Shervin Newton. And suddenly Quad Cities is leading Lansing 4-2, going to the fifth from modern Woodman Park.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A swing in momentum with a couple of swings of the bat by the Quad Cities River Bandits. Three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two homers, one by Cale Emshoff, one by Shervin Newton. 4-2 Bandits. We begin the fifth with ball one outside to the man who had the big blow yesterday. C.J. Rodriguez broke a 1-1 tie in the fifth inning with a two-run homer. Lugnuts went on to win 4-2. Ball one pitch. Hit in the air and not all that far. Out in the medium depth center field. There's Javier Vaz trotting forward to make the catch for out number one. Steven Zoback, the starting pitcher, returning to the hill for his fifth inning. But there is action in the bullpen behind him. It occurs to me that I've not done a trivia question in this game yet. I better get on that, right? Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. T.J. Schofield Sam bounces the first pitch foul. Strike one. Junior Perez in the top of the order waiting on deck. The rock and the pitch. Bouncing ball down toward first. Waiting back on a bigger hop. Emshoff underhands to the pitcher. Zoback in covering. And there's two outs. Now to the top of the order in Junior Perez. Your question once again revolves around the Quad Cities River Bandits, but here's the kind of fun we're going to have. Since the Lugnuts entered the Midwest League in 1996, how many Major League teams has Quad Cities been affiliated with? Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com, the email. Righty, righty. Zoback to Junior Perez. Check swing foul into the netting. Strike one. River Bandits 4, Lugnuts 2. Two outs with the bases clear for Lansing in the fifth inning. Since the Lugnuts entered the league in 1996, how many Major League teams have been affiliated with Quad Cities? Perez takes ball one, low and away. J-G-O-L-D STRASS at LansingLugNuts.com. Email in your answer. All I need is the number. But if you want to name those major league teams, go ahead. A break even. Swing and a miss by Junior. Strike two. Perez walked and scored in the first inning. Had a comebacker in the third. Officially 0 for 1. Danny Bautista Jr. with a two-out, two-run double in the first for the Lugnuts only runs. For Quad Cities, a sack fly in the third inning for Rivertown. A two-run homer by Kale Emshoff, a solo shot by Shervin Newton in the fourth. Broken bat, ground ball up the middle. Base hit center field, Junior Perez. Vaz comes in, scoops it up, plays it in. Perez is on with a single. Junior Perez might have found a home here in the leadoff spot in the order. He is getting on the majority of the time. Now to the number two hitter, Brendan Malone. Malone is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Went down looking in the first, went down swinging in the third. First pitch now in the fifth, will wait, pick off though instead. And Junior back in. Four to two, the Lugnuts are trailing. Perez is a threat to run at first base. Malone's a threat to go deep. Swings and foul tips. This pitch into the mitt of the catcher, Jensen. No balls and one strike. I see that we have already had a couple of Lansing Lugnuts get traded. Noah Syndergaard was dealt to the Cleveland Guardians from Med Rosario. Perez runs. Breaking ball outside. Throw down to second base. Tagged by Gonzalez. Late. Junior Perez steals it head first. 29th stolen base of the year for Junior. He's in scoring position. And the count on Brendan Malone is one ball and one strike. That pitch missing the zone. That was the first pitch that has not been in the strike zone from Steven Zoback to Malone in this game. So now the 1-1 from the righty will wait, pivots about, looks him back into second base. Earlier today, Kendall Graveman traded with the a couple of Chicago White Sox players, Lance Lynn, to the LA Dodgers. The pitch runs up and inside. Two balls, one strike. And I saw that there was a former Great Lakes Loon and Nick Nastrini amongst the returns sent back to Chicago. We're approaching the trade deadline on August the 1st. Malone pops foul this pitch from Zoback out of play to the right side. All right, here's the full trade. Joe Kelly, Lance Lynn, and Kendall Graveman. Let's see if I've got this right. At exchange for Trace Thompson, Jordan Leisure, Nick Nastrini. I might be missing someone. The pitch, hit in the air, soaring down the right side, over toward the Lugnuts pen. First baseman Emshoff makes the catch and foul grounds. And Malone and the Lugnuts are turned away. Junior Perez is left in scoring position at second base. Halfway to the house. It is a 4-2 Quad Cities lead at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lugnuts down to Quad Cities, 4-2. Lefty John Beller relieved Jack Owen in the bottom of the fourth inning. Beller remains in for his first full inning out of the bullpen. It'll take on the top of the order in Vaz, Town, and Wallace. Lefty throws to lefty. Javier Vaz takes a called strike one. Right in there. Ripped right through. Javier Vaz is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Pitch on its way. On the outside corner, strike called. Strike two called to Javier Vaz. So Vaz simply drawing his walk today. That's a step forward for him. He had a 23-game on-base streak end a couple of days ago. He had been 0-for-9 the last 2 days. The pitch, up high. So trying to start up a new on-base streak here with that walk. Going back over the last couple of games. Yeah, he had been 0-for-10 when you include his strikeout looking in the first inning. 1-2 pitch here. A ground ball yanked on the right side and past the diving Brendan Malone. That's a base hit to right field. That's gloved by Colby Thomas, who gets it into Brendan Malone. It's a leadoff single for Vaz. He's on for a second time and three trips. Marsha Bullard emails in. She asks, is the corn in left field real? Goodness, Marsha. I guess I'm going to have to go investigate. You know how they say never assume anything? I assume that that is real corn out there. That's my guess. Would they have faked that? Here's the pitch. River 10 takes ball one outside. I'm going to give you a percentage. I'm 99% sure that that is real corn. 99%. Is that good enough? But because of that 1%, I have to go check tomorrow. Beller's 1-0. Line drive over short. Base hit left field. Elliott quickly charges in. Vaz is going to try him. Vaz rushes for third. A throw in is offline and late. Aggressive base running by Javier Vaz on the single by River Town. And their runners at the corners against Beller. Nobody out in the home fifth inning. Brings up Caden Wallace. Wallace is 0-for-2 with a couple of groundouts to Malone at second. And field back, first pitch. Down and in, ball one. 4-2 Quad Cities. This is a danger point. This is not a team that has an explosive offense. Lugnuts are in danger of watching Quad Cities get some real distance. The pitch. A backdoor breaking ball for a called strike. If it has seemed to you like the Lugnuts have not played a lot of games that were way out of control one way or another, that every game has been tight, you're right. Beller's pitch. Wallace rips it on the line. Foul up the left side. Ooh, take a deep breath. One ball, two strikes on the big prospect. The last 11 Lugnuts games have featured saves. Each and every one of them, whether a save for the Lugnut or a save for the opposition, every single game has been saved. I could go a step further. Why has every game been saved? Because 75% of the last 28 games, 21 of the last 28, has been decided within one or two runs. 9 games by one run, 12 games by two runs in the last 28. 1-2 pitch from John Beller. Down and in and hit Caden Wallace. And the Lugnuts are fortunate because that ball is bouncing off to the left and about to score Vaz from third base. Dead ball, HPP, base is loaded with bandits. And if you're John Beller, how frustrating is that? You're out in front of Wallace, one ball and two strikes. Try to throw something super nasty. kind of gets away from you. And Christian Fernandez warms up in the Lugnuts bullpen. It's one Carlos Negrete, the cleanup hitting DH. But first, pitching coach Don Stolze is going to pay a visit to Mr. Beller. Infield huddles around. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. One run, three hits. I should say, four runs, six hits, no errors for Quad Cities. 4-2 Bandits. Last of the fifth, single hit batter to begin this fifth inning for Beller. Nobody out, a bandit at every bag. They have already scored four unanswered runs and they're looking for more. So back to this idea of saves and back to this idea of all of these close games. The Lugnuts played 20 games in April. Of those, 35% featured a save, 7 in 20 games. 33% in May, 9 saves in 27 games. And this is including the Lugnuts and the opponents, remember. We're ready. The pitch to Juan Carlos Negrete. Outside corner, strike called. Big first pitch by Beller. Then in June, 63% of the games had saves, 15 in 24. And now we've got 86% in July. 18 of the 21 games that the Lugnuts have played in July have had a save. Beller steps off the rubber. That's remarkable. Nearly each and every game has been close. Can Beller keep it close? He throws. Ground ball down toward third, grabbed by Schofield Sam. Steps on third, whips it across the diamond, in time! Double play for Lansing. All the while, Baz scores from third. Town erased on his way to third. Wallace moves up to second. Negrete is gone as well. 5-3 in the double play. No RBI for Negrete and bringing in Baz. The lead for Quad Cities is now 5-2. But from bases loaded, nobody out. Wallace at second, two outs for Carter Jensen. Lefty to lefty. Just missed a little low. The presence of mind for T.J. Schofield Sam. Sizzling ground ball. Grabbed it, immediately rushed to his bag, and then fired it across to Danny Bautista Jr. Here's the pitch. Ground ball on the right side. Brendan Malone, can he get there to his left? He can. He's in shallow right. Around third, Caden Wallace for the plate, and the throw-in is cut. It's cut off. Caden Wallace scores. Brendan Malone, in firing that ball in toward the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez, John Beller cut off the throw. And it's an RBI single for Carter Jensen. When Brennan got there in shallow right field to glove it, he's got no play at first base. But you thought that there might be a chance for him to stop Wallace. Nope. Now Cale Emshoff takes ball one inside. So two runs are now in. It's 6-2. Quad Cities the lead. Emshoff homered against Beller on a 1-0 pitch in the fourth inning. 1-0 pitch here. Drilled down the right side, but foul. Strike one. Lefty deals to righty. The set. The pitch. Thought off into the screen. One ball, two strikes. I get the feeling right now that the Lugnuts really want Beller to get through this fifth inning. And then you go to Christian Fernandez starting in the sixth inning. So can Beller get Emshoff in round two? Jensen at first, two outs, two runs in. Six unanswered for the Bandits, up 6-2. Here's the pitch. Up high. Ball two. On the other hand, should Beller not get Emshoff? Do you go to Christian Fernandez against Erod Gonzalez? In the bullpen, they're all standing. Rock Whittle see the Guardian Angel. A pitch, down and in. On the count is full. Was blocked well by C.J. Rodriguez. On the other side, the Lugnuts offense has not managed much since the first inning. My guess is, though, that Steven Zoback will be done. The bullpen has been active for the River Bandits since the top half of this fifth inning. So my guess is we're going to see a new reliever in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Popped up by Emshaw. Right over the pitcher's mound. Beller's under, called off, and Batista Jr. catches it from first base in between the mound and home plate. Inning over. Well, Quad City scores two runs on three hits and a hit batter. And we go to the sixth inning. At the River Bandits leading the Lugnuts 6-2 in Davenport.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Two Quad Cities into the sixth inning from Modern Woodman Park. And indeed, we do have a pitching change. Cruz Noriega is the name of the new man in for Quad Cities. Noriega, 6'1", 175-pounder, is listed on the roster. Believe you me, I think he weighs more than 175 pounds. He's out of Por Lamar, Venezuela. And he was signed as an international free agent 5 years ago. He's 25 years of age. Noriega throws to Colby Thomas on the first pitch. Sizzling on the ground through the second baseman, Erard Gonzalez. It's in the right field. Colby Thomas is on. Well, all right now. Erard Gonzalez played that very casually. And I don't think he realized just how fast that ball was moving. Noriega enters in for Steven Zoback. And on his first pitch, the Lugnuts have a man aboard. Cruz Noriega is making his 14th appearance of the year with Quad Cities. It is his 11th out of the bullpen. Three starts. He throws. And he puts in a called strike to Daniel Susak on the inside corner. I believe official scorers ruled base hit for Colby Thomas. That's a two-hit game for Colby. 6-2, the Lugnuts are down. Righty deals to righty. Susak swings and lines it right at second. Gonzalez took it out of the air on the throw to first. Yep, Thomas is gone. Double play. Difficult to blame Colby right there. It was a dipping line drive. And so if you're Colby Thomas, you're not sure. Is Erard Gonzalez going to catch it out of the air? Is he going to short hop it? As it was, he just barely got his glove beneath that baseball. And Thomas was just too far away from first base. So the batter is Danny Batista Jr., two outs, nobody on. Righty deals to righty. 6-2, the Lugnuts are down. Ball one outside. First double play hit into by the Lugnuts in this game. Noriega winds and throws. A fastball for a called strike on the inside corner. Let me correct myself from before. I think I said that Kendall Graveman had been traded by the White Sox to the Dodgers. No. A ground ball foul at home plate off to the left side. No, Graveman was traded by the Astros, or traded by the White Sox to the Houston Astros. The Astros had acquired Kendall Graveman via trade before. They do so again. Graveman, the former Lugnut. The pitch. Shot foul off the Lugnut's dugout railing right side. Dangerous. That's why those dugout railings were installed. That ball was a bullet. One ball, two strikes, and Danny Bautista Jr. Graveman traded for Corey Lee, a AAA catcher. The pitch, up high, ball two. I remember when Kendall was drafted out of Mississippi State by the Toronto Blue Jays, and he was sent with Chad Jurado and Matthew Boyd to the Lugnuts for their start of their professional career. Bautista Jr. grounds up the third base side, but foul, left of the line. Two balls, two strikes, it holds. Two outs with the bases empty, top of the sixth inning. Cruz Noriega. Wines, deals. Ground ball to the right side, base hit right field. Danny Bautista Jr.'s second hit of the game. In comes the throw from Rivertown and Wright. And the Lugnuts have a base runner back on. There's a Rubiel Angeles. So two hit games already for Colby Thomas and Danny Bautista Jr. And I get the feeling Daniel Susak might get a two hit game himself before this one is all said and done. Righty, righty. The pitch. Hey, Rubiel Angeles. It's a high bouncer to Gonzalez at second. He grabs. He throws. And he got him at first base. Side retired. Two singles. One left. No runs. Last of the sixth inning coming up. 6-2 Quad Cities in the lead.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A call to the bullpen for the Lugnuts, and you know who answered that call. The right-hander out of Cabimas, Venezuela. Christian Fernandez is checked in for the last of the sixth. 6-2 River Bandits. First pitch of the sixth inning. Flied out to left field by Aroad Gonzalez. Clark Elliott, a sliding catch. Out number one. You know, the Lugnuts are down 6-2, but there have been so many moments of defensive excellence. And Clark Elliott supplies the latest one. Just wonderful. Aroad Gonzalez has the base hit taken away. And Christian Fernandez gets his first out of the ballgame. Last of the sixth inning, bring up Shervin Newton. The kick and the toss. Fouled back. Off the facing of the sweets. Bouncing back down. Fernandez relieves John Beller. He becomes the third Lugnuts pitcher to work in this game. Time granted at home plate. So for Beller, 1 2/3 innings. He allowed two home runs. Gave up four runs in all. Here's the pitch. Newton takes off the outside corner. Five hits allowed by Beller. Did not walk a batter. Struck out one. Fernandez throws. Newton swings and misses. One ball, two strikes. Shervin Newton has been a problem with a capital P. He has doubled. He has homered. He has scored twice from the eight hole. The pitch on its way. Hit high in the air out to center. Back goes Junior Perez. He's nearing the track. At the wall. He makes the catch. And there's two gone. Oh, Shervin Newton. The double to deep left. The home run to deep right. And this one way out to center field, about 395 feet, but it's 400 feet to get it over the wall. And Junior Perez runs it down. David Holley steps in. Righty throws to righty. Two outs. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Just to go over, based on what I'm looking at with my scorecard with all the different stars, I'm running out of stars today. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. That was the great play by Brendan Malone at second base in the first inning. Then let's see. In the third inning, it was Junior Perez on the wonderful running catch of the River Town sack fly. It was TJ Schofield-Sam in the fourth inning at third base. The pitch, just off the outside corner. There's a drone directly above the field. I've seen baseball games stopped whenever there's a drone before. I hope that drone keeps on moving. There was a Stockton-Ports game where they had a drone delay. And, yep, the umpires are shutting it down. And the Lugnuts are starting to head to the dugout until that drone clears away. And hopefully it's cleared off. And the Lugnuts are staying on the field. I remember turning on Alex Jensen and listening to his radio call when the drone appeared above the Stockton-Ports game. And they waited until that drone had disappeared before they resumed the baseball. And so players were pulled off the field until the drone departed. Well, here we are. It's two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody on. One ball and two strikes the count. Christian Fernandez working against the Quad Cities left fielder David Holley. And rhythm has been disrupted. The umpires are coming together. Garrett Griffin and Connor McKenna. They're giving an explanation to Steve Scarsoni out of the first base side Lugnuts dugout. Christian Fernandez is getting some warm-up pitches in. Meanwhile, the other umpire, Garrett Griffin, went talking to Steve Scarsoni. So Brooks Conrad, managing for Quad Cities and coaching down at third base, he said, "Somebody talk to me." So the bases umpire, Connor McKenna, ran across the field from first base all the way to third base to talk to him. There's no sign of the drone. Let's play ball. We don't need a kid to say play ball right here. Let's go. A 1-2 pitch to David Holley. Check swing, down and away, on appeal, didn't go. Two balls, two strikes. Let's see, do I have any more wonderful defensive plays to add to my list I was going through? Let's just go with that. Brendan Malone, Junior Perez, TJ Schofield, Sam, Clark Elliott. Holley fouls back this offering from Fernandez. Two balls, two strikes, and remains. If I think of anything more, or if you can think of anything more, you can share. But the defense has been wonderful. Uh-oh. The drone is back. It's flying out over the field. It's over left field right now. So the Lugnuts are leaving the playing surface. It's out above left field for the moment, and it's hovering right there. So the Lugnuts are all departing the field. The infielders have all left, with the exception of A. Rubialanales, who is in no rush. He's walking off. Here go the outfielders. The left fielder, Elliott, trailing. The drone is now beyond the left field foul pole. It is to the left of the Ferris wheel. And whoever is piloting this drone, congratulations on shutting down baseball for the time being. Junior Perez has crossed the foul line. He's past the first base coach's box. Clark Elliott, the only player who's out there on the field at the moment. where the drone started to go left and leave the ballpark. Then it moved right back to the right. And now that drone is flying directly over the seating bowl. The lights on it flashing green and red. It is right over the fans. And these fans are very polite. Fans at another ballpark might turn on that drone for temporarily suspending baseball. We are in a drone delay. Off it goes. It is now over the Ferris wheel. Bet it's getting great camera shots of the Ferris wheel of the fans of the empty field. Well, saw this in the California League. We get it tonight in the Midwest League. Out of the field right now for the Quad Cities River Bandits is a member of their front office staff. He's talking into his walkie-talkie all the while. I think that's the general manager, Paul Kleinhans Schultz. Yep, that's the GM. I know Paul Kleinhans Schultz's brother, who's in the booth right next door, Chris Kleinhans Schultz, was a number two broadcaster with the Bowling Green Hot Rods when the Hot Rods pitched a no-hitter against the Lugnuts in 2013, one of three no-hitters that Lugnuts team suffered. And then Chris Kleinhans Schultz became the broadcaster for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And he was the broadcaster for the Colonels all the way up until a couple of years ago. Last year, got together, met up with me and the Lugnuts in Beloit. And right now he is working directly next door alongside the voice of the Quad Cities River Bandits, Kyle Kercheval. While we are in a drone delay at Modern Woodman Park in the bottom of the sixth inning. And you know, those are words that I never hoped that I'd have to say during a broadcast. Lugnuts have been pulled entirely off the field. Same thing with Quad Cities. Two outs, nobody gone, last of the sixth. In a 6-2 game, Quad Cities in front. If the River Bandits win, they'll have taken three of the first four in this series. They would need to win only one game over the weekend to win the series against the Lugnuts. Meanwhile, if you're the Lugnuts, you come back, you take this game, you'll have split the first four, and you set up a lot of different possibilities over the course of this weekend. So this is a very pivotal game four. Now, elsewhere in the Midwest League, it's Beloit and Lake County tied up 3-3. They're in the top of the eighth inning from Classic Auto Group Park. Top of the eighth inning, 3-3 Captains and Skycarp. Yiddy Cappy, I remember him with Beloit. He's batting in the top of the eighth against Wolf for the Lake County Captains. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning from Great Lakes. The Loons leading the Dayton Dragons 7-5. For Great Lakes, they're just looking for a win in that series. Dayton has handed it to them. Dragons have won the first three games in Great Lakes. And this one here tonight, the Loons took a 1-0 lead. Dragons tied it in the third. The Loons took a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the third inning. Dragons scored four in the top of the fourth, but the Loons have come back with five runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Loons 7, the Dragons 5, last of the sixth from Dow Diamond in Midland. Drone delay continuing from Modern Woodman Park. In Peoria, Illinois, the South Bend Cubs are leading against the Chiefs 4-1. Meanwhile, at Cedar Rapids 3, Wisconsin 2 from Appleton in the top of the sixth inning. And the final from earlier today, somebody break up the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The Tin Caps scored two in the second, three in the third, three in the fifth, and they tossed a combined five-hit shutout in West Michigan, beating the Whitecaps 8-0. Krob and Lowen combining on the shutout. Krob, 7 scoreless innings. He struck out 8. I need to get to know all of these Fort Wayne Tin Caps standouts. Austin Krob, a 12th rounder last year of the Padres, selected out of TCU, began this year with Lake Elsinore. He was darn good for them. He's joined Fort Wayne. He's been outstanding out of their starting rotation, and this has been his gem. And meanwhile, Paulie 3 hits, Luis 3 hits, Paulie homered, Luis homered, Nathan Martorella hit his 16th home run of the season for Fort Wayne. The Tin Caps are playing really really good baseball right now. They win at West Michigan 8-0. So Fort Wayne just keeps on getting it done. They're atop the Eastern Division with Dayton trying desperately hard to stay on their coattails. 10 caps are 17-11. Dayton right now is 15-12. They have won 6 consecutive games. If they lose to Great Lakes, they'll be 2 games back. They beat Great Lakes today. It will be a 4th consecutive win in Midland and a 7th straight win overall, and they will be 1 game back of Fort Wayne. The Great Lakes Loons are 14-13. They'll either drop down to 500 or they'll pop back up to 15-13 and go 2 games back. Then Lake County at 13-14. West Michigan is 12-16, 5 games back of Fort Wayne. And the Lansing Lugnuts are 11-16. So a win today, which would have to be of the comeback variety, and the Lugnuts would be back to 12-16, tied with West Michigan for 5th place in the Eastern Division, 5 games back of Fort Wayne. They lose, they'll be 11-17, they'll be 6 games back. And here's the biggest difficulty facing the Lugnuts right now. You're taking on the team that has the worst record in the Western Division, Quad Cities. But the River Bandits have taken 2 of the first 3 games in the series from the Lugnuts. They're leading the Lugnuts tonight 6-2. It's the bottom of the 6th inning. Apparently the drone is out of here. Going, gone. And so we are going to resume. And the Lugnuts retake the field. Pitching coach Don Schulze is talking with Steve Scarsoni, the acting manager for the Lugnuts. Schulze, the pitching coach, you can bet that he was not happy with this drone delay. He's very curious how it's going to affect Christian Fernandez. The Lugnuts came into this game with only about 4 pitchers working on at least 2 days rest. Jack Owen, John Beller, Christian Fernandez. And the 4th, if necessary, would be Brock Whittlesey. You'd figure Brock would be at the very end of the game. It's the bottom of the 6th inning right now. You don't want to tap into that. Fernandez came in, this being his first inning. Got Erode Gonzalez on the flyout to left, and then Shervin Newton on the flyout to center. And then he got out in front of David Holly, 1-2. And then the drone appeared, and then it left, and then it reappeared. And hopefully now it is left for good. Let's go. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Holly. He's gone on strikes. And after the drone delay, that ends the 6th inning. It's a perfect frame for Christian Fernandez. You experience something at every baseball game that maybe you've never experienced before and you might never want to experience again. Let's go to the 7th inning. 6-2, Quad Cities on top of the Nuts.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Cruz Noriega remains in the ballgame for Quad Cities. Time for the 7th inning. A big righty. In the 6th inning, the Lugnuts hit him up for a couple of, base hits. Kobe Thomas a single, raced on a double play line out by Daniel Susak. Danny Bautista Jr. a single, stranded. on a ground out by Eribio Angeles. The Lugnuts are getting out, hit 8-2. Oh, hang on just a second. Yep, 8-6. 8-6 right now in the hit column in favor of Quad Cities. The more important column at 6-2 River Bandits in runs. And it's getting late. We start up the seventh inning. Elliott, Rodriguez, Schofield, Sam. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The righty Noriega deals. Outside ball one to Clark Elliott, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Clark is grounded to third, and he's grounded to second. Pitch on its way. Smack to the left side. Base hit left field. Hit number 7 for the Nuts. Picked up over in left by David Holly. Gets it in. Leadoff single, Elliott. Bring up C.J. Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 with a line out to left and a fly out to center. Cruz Noriega, the native Venezuelan, comes set at the belt. A leg kick in the pitch. Fouled off into the screen. CJ's been swinging a good bat. He mentioned that line out. He was right on it, but it hung up for Holly. Yesterday for CJ, the two-run homer. Another hard line out. A walk. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Late on the fastball. 95 from Noriega. Nobody out top of the seventh, and the Lugnuts are down by 4 runs. Earlier today in the Dominican Summer League, the DSL. Let me take my time with that. The Dominican Summer League, the Athletics trailed the Brewers 6-1. The pitch from Noriega is an 0-2. Down and away, all the way to the backstop with a high carom. And away to second base, Elliott. Wild pitch, Noriega. 1-2 on Rodriguez. Elliott into scoring position. The Dominican Summer League Athletics scored a run in the very first inning against the Dominican Summer League Brewers. But then the Brewers scored 2 in the second, 1 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth. They led 6-1 going to the bottom of the eighth inning, not the seventh. Here comes the 1-2. Rodriguez swings and bounces it down toward third. Elliott goes back to second. Caden Wallace is thrown to first on target. One down. So how did the DSL A's react? Cesar Gonzalez, a young catching prospect, had a grand slam in the bottom of the eighth inning. And then in the bottom of the ninth, they scored 2 runs and they walked off with a winner. RBI single, Jesus Fernandez tied the game. RBI single, Reynaldo De La Cruz won the game. 7-6 DSL A's, managed by Veronica Alvarez, last year's acting manager when the Lugnuts manager went on break. The pitch, TJ Schofield Sam takes the backdoor breaker, down and away, ball one. This year with Craig Conklin on break, Steve Scarsoni in charge of outfielders and a base running at the Oakland Athletics organization is the acting manager all this week. A ball and offering will wait, pivot a bat, and a look back to Elliott at second base. Lugnuts down 6-2, top of the seventh. I've been watching the Arizona Complex League. After all, that's where all the 2023 draft picks are, and I'm very curious. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. 1-1 on TJ Schofield Sam. The left-handed hitting third baseman is 0-2 with a ground out to second and a ground out to first. There are no draft picks in the starting lineup today, but there are some names that are worthy of mentioning. Pitch on its way. Hit high in the air but fading foul off the left side. That ball's back into the seats. And that's strike 2 for Schofield Sam. Jack Weisenberger is getting the start. Weisenberger fires a scoreless first inning, 1-1. He is rehabbing his way back up the ladder. If you recall in 2021, it was Weisenberger who is the initial sensation. Nobody was better than Jack out of the back end of the Lugnuts bullpen. The former Michigan Wolverine, recovering from injuries, rebuilding his career. 1-2. Ground ball yanked foul off the right side. Count holds. Batting fifth in the order and starting at catcher for the Arizona Complex League Athletics It's Hanson Lopez. Lopez had been the Lugnuts' third catcher behind C.J. Rodriguez and Daniel Susak. And then, unfortunately, he got hurt. So Hanson placed on the injured list, and that's why the Lugnuts added Carlos Amaya. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball away. First strikeout for Noriega. Schofield Sam is the second out of the seven. 6-2 River Bandits. Top of the order time for Lansing. So that's what's going on at the very lowest levels of the athletics organization. There's a big debut that's going to happen later on today in about an hour and a half. Luis Morales gets the ball. Morales starts for the Stockton Ports. At second base, Elliott. The pitch to Junior Perez, outside, ball one. Luis Morales was the top international free agent signee by the A's this past year. He's 20 years of age. He's from Cuba. He is the number 8 prospect in the Oakland Athletics organization. Sensational fastball. How he fares in Stockton could dictate how quickly we see him here. Perez swings, foul tips this pitch at home plate. Here's your pitching prospects in the A's organization. Mason Miller, number 1. Freddie Tarnick, number 2. Tarnick is currently up in the major leagues with the A's. The number 3 pitching prospect is Luis Morales. And he makes his full season debut with Stockton tonight. He's very exciting. 1-1, 1-strike pitch. Perez hammers it to left field. Back into his right, Holly. That ball's beyond him, and it goes all the way to the wall for extra bases. Elliott scores. Perez pulls in a second as the throw comes in. An RBI double for Junior Perez. Lugnuts trail 6-3. He cranked that delivery from Cruz Noriega. His 16th double. His 24th RBI. First run of the game for Lansing since the very first inning on the 2-out, 2-run double by Danny Bautista Jr. Now here's Brennan Malone. 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a foul out. Righty deals to righty. First to pick off though into second base. Perez back in diving. Right hand first. Brennan Malone is due. And just a single right here should pull the Lugnuts within 2 runs. Noriega throws. Fastball snaps across the outside corner. Strike called. Go back a couple of days ago. There was Brennan Malone crushing a home run to left field in the 4th inning on Wednesday. Noriega deals. Fouled straight back. Had a great rip. Count is nothing and 2. Noriega gets his sign. Perez leads away from second. The pitch. Fastball up and away. 95 here on the gun. 1-2. Colby Thomas waits on deck. Cruz Noriega this year, 3 home runs allowed. Pitchers pitch at 1-2. Here it comes. Down and away. There goes Perez for third base. Jensen's throw in. 1 hops down the left field line. Junior Perez stands up and he races in to score. Quad City 6, Lansing 4. It begins with a wild pitch, and then you can add on a throwing error on Carter Jensen, his 7th error of the year. Now Brendan Malone can relax. 2-2 on Malone. Don't worry about knocking in Junior. The next step, just get yourself aboard. 2-2 pitch, bounced in, 3. The pure speed of Junior Perez. That causes headaches. You know what else causes headaches? This heat. Hopefully everybody's hydrating. Noriega winds and throws. Swing and a miss by Malone. He strikes out, and the side is retired. But the Lugnuts score two. And you know how every single Lugnuts game seems to be getting played within one or two runs? They're back within two. It's 6-4. Quad Cities on top, heading the stretch from Davenport.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaksta. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
First thing I should share with you is that everybody here is getting messages on their phone that take shelter. There's a severe weather alert for 80 mile an hour winds. Okay, Christian Fernandez's first pitch of the bottom of the seventh inning taken by Javier Vaz for ball one outside. And if you're a batter, you say, is the wind blowing out? Here's the pitch to Vaz. Strike called on the outer corner. Quad City 6, Lansing 4. Boy, be safe, everybody. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Vaz is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Pitch on its way. Low. Meanwhile, there's a train in the distance to our left. There's a barge in the distance out beyond the right center field wall, heading down the Mississippi. Here it comes. The breaking ball curves, and it's fouled off to the right side. There's a lot going on right now in Davenport, Iowa. Safety first, everybody. Fernandez offers. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball up and away. Second strikeout for Christian Fernandez. There's been a ton of, well, different kinds of severe weather. I know about the tornado warnings. Fernandez throws. Outside corner strike called to Rivertown. And the excessive heat advisories. I'm looking down on the crowd. I see a lot of fans utilizing their fans. A broken background ball hit towards second. Couple of skips to Malone. A throw to first. Supplies out number two. Boy, Christian Fernandez has stabilized things for the Lugnuts pitchers. It's right now 90 degrees, and it feels like it's 103. The sun is set. 103-degree heat index with the sun down in the Quad Cities. It is miserable. On the bright side, there's no mayflies. At the very least, there's very few of them. There are a lot of other flies. There are a lot of mud dauber wasps that I've seen everywhere that I've gone. They don't sting. They're just very big. Solitary creatures looking to daub their mud. There's a lot going on. We've got a conversation ongoing between the head groundskeeper, I believe, here in Quad Cities, and the umpires. Just discussing the weather advisory is my guess. We continue. Right, keep the umpires aware of everything that's going on. And for the baseball players, speed up, right? Fernandez throws. Caden Wallace takes ball one low. Christian Fernandez would love to make this a real quick bottom of the seventh inning anyway. Strikeout, ground out, two outs, nobody on. 6-4, River Bandits on top of the Lugnuts. The windup and the pitch. Up and away, two balls, no strikes, and Wallace, who is 0-2, but he was hit by a pitch and he scored the sixth Quad Cities run two innings ago. Singled in by Carter Jensen. Fernandez throws. Hit in the air to deep left center field. Junior Perez draws a beat. Gets out there deep in the alleyway to haul it in and end the inning. 1-2-3 go the 1-2-3 batters against Christian Fernandez. And now we see if the Lugnuts can continue their comeback bid. They're down 6-4 going to the eighth inning from modern Woodman Park.
I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
They continue to have a conversation on the field, the umpires and a member of the Quad Cities River Bandits crew. Meanwhile, let's go to the top of the eighth inning. Umpires hustle back to their spots. Lugnuts coaches in place, third base and first base coaches box. Lugnuts down 6-4 in the Quad Cities. Let's begin with Colby Thomas against Cruz Noriega. Fastball called the strike in the outside corner. Just feels like an urgency has picked up everywhere. With the severe weather approaching, the 80-mile-an-hour winds is what we've been warned about. 0-1, low and away. No call to strike by the home plate umpire, Garrett Griffin. Nothing and two on Thomas. Susak and Batista Jr. to follow. 3-4-5 hitters. Lansing down by a pair. Lugnuts just scored two runs in the seventh against Cruz Noriega. Noriega winds. Throws the 0-2. Fastball high. For Colby, a first pitch popped out in the first inning. A double to center, a hustle double in the third, a single in the sixth. And now here in the eighth. Pitch on its way. Popped up but foul, soaring back and out of play. Quad City starter Steven Sobeck, the first five innings. Noriega since the sixth. Winds and throws. Hit in the air to deep left field. Did Thomas get it? Holly's at the wall. He did! Colby Thomas goes yard. And the Nuts are down by a run. Quad City 6, Lansing 5 on Thomas's second Midwest League home run. Fourth home run served up by Cruz Noriega. And it comes on a 1-2 pitch leading off the eighth inning. Thomas is now a triple away from the cycle. Here's Daniel Susak. Quad Cities is holding on for dear life. The pitch. Susak takes a called strike. on the fastball. Daniel is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Last time up, lined out hard, but into a double play. Noriega winds and throws. Swing and a miss, chasing the off-speed low. Nothing in two. Noriega from the first base out of the rubber. Nods yes. Kicks. Deals. Down and in. One ball and two strikes in Susac. Five runs on 9 hits and no errors for the Nuts. 6 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for the River Bandits. 2 in the first inning, 2 in the seventh, 1 here in the eighth. Susac swings, missed at strike 3, picked up off the ground by Jensen. And the throw down to first completes Cruz Noriega's 3rd strikeout. Susac strikes out for a 2nd time today. There's one away in the 8th inning. Bring up Danny Bautista Jr. For Quad Cities, their runs came all in a clump. 1 in the 3rd, 3 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th. Nothing before, nothing since. Noriega delivers. Bent it away. Ball 1 to Danny. Danny Bautista Jr. is 2-for-3 with a 2-run double and a single. Pitch on its way. That's a little low. Now the count is now 2 balls and 0 strikes. Quad City 6, Lansing 5. What a ball game. Pitch on its way. Fouled straight back. What a rip. 2-1. Tomorrow, the expected pitching matchup. We'll see Jose Di Cochea for the Lugnuts against Luinder Avila for Quad Cities. The deal is way outside. Oh, the count is 3 balls and 1 strike. Tomorrow is Bix 7, the Quad City Times Bix 7, the 49th annual. It's a big race. A 3-1. High fly ball, left field. They point to it for David Holly. Holly comes in and makes the catch. They were a little worried on the left side of the infield for Quad Cities that Holly couldn't find it, but he knew exactly where that ball was going. Did not have to tarry far from his spot. Bautista Jr. is the 2nd out. Now with nobody on, the batter is Aribiel Anales. Reading all about the Quad City Times Bix 7 tomorrow. I've been told it's going to get very crowded. The pitch, Anales takes down and away. Ball 1. 49th anniversary. The largest gathering of runners in the Quad Cities. And they run on the city streets. They shut down the city. The pitch, Anales takes a ball low. It was founded by John Hudetz of Bettendorf, who ran in the Boston Marathon, and he thought, why don't we bring that here to the Quad Cities? On the 2-0, Anale swings and misses, strike 1. And so from all the way in the 70s, it's going to be tomorrow. I spoke to somebody in our hotel, originally from Georgia, but now working for a firm in Michigan, and they've traveled in for this. A chopper is hit up the middle. Gonzalez, the 2nd baseman, grabs it, fires to first across his body in time. Side retired. Well, the Lugnuts are on the comeback trail incrementally. Colby Thomas's leadoff homer brings the Nuts within 1 run. Quad City 6, Lansing 5, going to the bottom of the 8th inning from Modern Woodman Park.
From disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Severe weather is on the horizon in the Quad Cities, and we're going to the bottom of the eighth. Juan Carlos Negrete leads off against Christian Fernandez, and he takes a fastball for a called strike. Negrete, Jensen, Emshaw, the Quad Cities 4-5-6 batters, looking to add to a 6-5 lead. Christian Fernandez winds and throws. Fastball turns him away up and inside. Juan Carlos Negrete is 1-for-3 with a single. Last time up, grounded into a double play. Here comes. Swing and a miss on the slider. All the while, a ball got away from the Quad Cities pen, and it rolled directly to the feet of the catcher Rodriguez and the home plate umpire Garrett Griffin. So thank goodness Juan Carlos Negrete didn't put that last pitch into play. It's a 1-2, and it served in the air and foul off the right side. We stay here. The bullpens in Quad Cities are way down the line. I'm trying to look through the screen at a jersey where I don't think there are numbers on the front. It's difficult to tell who's warming up in the Quad Cities bullpen. Fernandez kicks and fires. Ground ball up the third base side. Fair ball. Long throw, Schofield. Sam got it to first on time. Outstanding. T.J. Schofield Sam took his time. He realized the most important thing was to hand that throw to Danny Bautista Jr. That is exactly what he did. Fernandez throws to Carter Jensen, batting left. 6-5 Bandits. Swing and a miss, strike one. Is that a siren in the background? A warning of sorts? Jensen takes a ball low. Carter Jensen is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. I think it is. Warning the people of Davenport. Ball two down and away. You know, if there's severe weather, I could think of a lot worse places to be than a baseball stadium. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. The big key is to go seek shelter, right? And the best shelter I have found is down in the clubhouses, down beneath the ballpark. It's the last of the eighth inning. Pitch on its way. Strike three called on the inside corner. Fernandez has been perfect since he came in from the bullpen. A 1-2-3-6, the 1-2-3-7, a 1-2-8. Now he goes to work against Cale Emshaw, who had the big two-run go-ahead homer in the bottom of the fourth inning. 6-5 River Bandits. Fernandez throws. Fouled into the screen, strike one. He is bearing down. Question is it too late? It has been confirmed, weather siren blaring. This is not a test. At 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. The warning is in effect until 9:45 p.m. So, you know, finish off this eighth inning. Lugnuts rally in the top of the ninth. Close it out in the bottom of the ninth. Everybody shelters in place, then heads back to the hotel. Fernandez just missed off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes to Emshaw. Two outs, nobody on. That's a 1-2 to the big first baseman. Check swing. It was down on appeal. Did not go. Ball two. The Lugnuts batters for the top of the ninth will be Elliot Rodriguez and Schofield Sam. And then the top of the order. Imperative that Clark Elliott reaches base, just like he did in the two-run seventh inning. First, though, the 2-2 from Fernandez. Driven to deep right field. Colby Thomas is on the run. That ball is off the wall and still in play. Colby fires it in for second base. Head first, dive in safe. Kale Emshoff has a double. Ninth hit of the ball game for the Quad Cities River Bandits. The first base runner allowed against Christian Fernandez. That extends this bottom of the eighth inning for Erard Gonzalez. Two outs. Switch hitting Gonzalez, bats left. 6-5 Quad Cities, last of the eighth. The pitch, fastball called a strike in the outside corner. Gonzalez has flied to left. He's flied to center. He's flied out again to left field. On the 0-1, he takes the off-speed low, smothered at home plate by C.J. Rodriguez. Fernandez throws. Check swing. Strike two called on the inside corner. Amshoff standing at second. The reliever ready in the Quad Cities pen for the ninth. Fernandez pulls down his black baseball cap and toes the rubber. Now here comes his 1-2. To Erard Gonzalez. On its way. Swing and a miss. He got him. Inning over. Four strikeouts and three scoreless innings for Christian Fernandez. And we are bound for the ninth. Quad City 6, Lansing 5. Buckle up. Weather siren in the background.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's time for the ninth inning, and I'll also answer the trivia question of the game right here, because you know what? We can do a little bit of everything, can't we? New man on the mound is Brandon Johnson. He's a right-hander for Quad Cities, out there to protect a 6-5 River Bandits lead. Johnson this year, one save and three opportunities, a 5.88 ERA, 53 strikeouts, 25 walks, and 41 in the third innings. He's allowed 7 home runs on the league, batting .265. Against the native of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the ninth rounder last year. Johnson against 7-8-9. Elliott, Rodriguez, Schofield, Sam. The pitch. Clark Elliott flies it foul off the left side. There's strike one. Your trivia question of the game was, how many different major league teams have the Quad Cities River Bandits been affiliated with ever since the Lugnuts joined the Midwest League in 1996? A pitch is grounded down toward third base, grabbed cleanly by Wallace. Plants, fires, high to first. Elliott is on. The throw got away from Caden Wallace. And the potential game-tying run is aboard, opening up the ninth inning. It is the second error of the game on Quad Cities, after the River Bandits did not commit an error in the first three games of the series. CJ Rodriguez next, 0-3. First pitch, down and away. Elliott, a heck of a secondary lead, scrambles back to the bag as the throw comes in from Jensen. All right, so how many different major league affiliates for Quad Cities? Since 1996, they've been affiliated with the Astros, 96 through 98, the Twins, 99 through 2004, the Cardinals, 05 through 2012. Rodriguez takes a ball. The Astros again, 2013 through 2020, and the Kansas City Royals since 2021. 1, 2, 3, 4 different major league affiliates. That is your answer to your trivia question of the game. Fly ball center field off the bat of Rodriguez. Late read, Javier Baez comes in, puts it away. Back to first base goes Clark Elliott. Marsha Bullard checking in. Gives the correct answer. The Astros, the Twins, the Cardinals, the Astros again, and the Royals. Marsha also wrote, do I remember when Peoria had palm trees beyond the outfield? I sure do. That was my welcome to the league in 2009. I could not grasp why the Peoria Chiefs had palm trees. Thanks for writing, Marsha. TJ Schofield, Sam takes ball one down and in. Schofield Sam is 0-3 with two groundouts and a strikeout swinging. Meanwhile, David Lockman writes in. Marsha Bullard had asked about the corn in left. Is it real? Here's the pitch. That's lashed to deep center field by Schofield Sam. Back goes Vaz over his other shoulder. He makes the catch of this one, too. And back to first goes Elliott. Oh, Schofield Sam laid the lumber. Javier Baez equal to the challenge. That's a deep, deep flyout. Two outs in the top of the ninth. The game would be over if Caden Wallace's throw on the Clark Elliott grounder was a good one. As it is, the game continues. And here's the top of the order in Junior Perez. Perez is 2-3. Walk, 2 base hits. It takes a called strike in the outside corner. A walk in the first inning, scored a run. Come back in the third. Single, a steal, stranded in the fifth. RBI double in the seventh, and a run scored. 6-5, River Bandits, two outs in the ninth. Elliott at first. Righty, righty. Johnson throws. Down and away. Good take for ball one. So as we've already seen, Brandon Johnson is liable to get barreled. And Junior Perez is the sort of batter who can do some barreling. Elliott has great speed at first base. A check on the runner. Elliott back in. Leanne Cook writes in, was that my first drone delay? Yes, earlier in the game. In the bottom of the sixth inning, that was my very first drone delay. It'd be okay, Leanne, if we did not have a second. But I understand the world that we are living in. One ball, one strike. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss on the off-speed down and away. Perez chased. One ball, two strikes. Quad Cities is one strike away from a 6-5 thrilling victory. The weather siren has stopped. It is windy. It's blowing in from right field. If the American flag to the left of the video board in left center is any indication. Crowd making a little noise. Brandon Johnson comes set. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Junior with a high fastball. This ball game is over. Right at the top of the hour, Quad Cities has won three out of the first four games of this series. They hold off the Lugnuts' comeback efforts, winning it 6-5. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts in defeat, falling to 11-17 and 42-51 for the year. Meanwhile, for the Quad Cities, River Bandits, 6 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors. The first one was costly, as it turned out. The second one pitched around by Johnson, blowing away Perez, climbing the ladder with some cheese. And now fireworks here from the Quad Cities over the Mississippi on a Friday night. Well, for the Lugnuts in the losing cause today, looking over the efforts, first credit Christian Fernandez with 3 scoreless innings of 1 hit, no walk, 4 strikeout ball out of the pen. For the Lugnuts on the hitting side, Colby Thomas went 3-for-4 with a single, a double, and a home run. Danny Bautista Jr., and I'll turn down that crowd mic just a touch, a single and a 2-run double and 4 at-bats. Junior Perez, who struck out to end the game, did have the single, the RBI double. He scored 2 of the Lugnuts' 5 runs, knocked in a run, drew a walk, stole a base. But in the end, the Lugnuts fall in defeat. And now 2 games remain in the series, tomorrow and Sunday. And for the Lugnuts, you have to win them both if you want to have this series split it against Quad Cities. Quickly, the grounds crew is covering the field with the tarp. They're getting everything all prepared. They understand what's coming. And so this game is done. And now we understand the heavy weather that's on its way, and hopefully everybody shelters up. The Lugnuts fall 6-5 to Quad Cities. My thanks to my pregame show guest, the Lugnuts starting pitcher Jake Garland. Thanks to you for tuning in and keeping me company. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Again, to your final, the River Bandits 6, the Lugnuts 5. Here's wishing you well from the banks of the mighty Mississippi and Davenport, Iowa. Lugnuts fall in defeat. Good night and have a terrific rest of your Friday night. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts!